Well, good morning, boys and girls. Y'all did such a good job walking down and bringing your palm fronds down. How long have y'all been practicing that? For weeks? You just learned? That is amazing. That was incredible. So today is a day that we call Palm Sunday for the exact reason that you all just showed us. Jesus rode into town and people were waving palm branches, but then there was also something else they did. They laid them on the ground. So let's lay our palm branches on the ground. And I want to tell you something that I've been thinking about this week as I've been getting ready for Palm Sunday. Now, y'all are going to think this is a little bit silly, but I've been thinking about the movie Shrek. Anyone ever seen Shrek before? Do y'all know who Shrek is? All right, it's a pretty funny movie, right? Pretty silly at times. And there's one character that is especially silly, Shrek's sidekick. Does anyone know who this is?
Donkey.
Donkey. Now, what's his name? Donkey, right? He doesn't even have a name. His name's just Donkey. He's Shrek's loyal sidekick. He can get on Shrek's nerves a little bit at times, right? And so at the beginning of the story, when Shrek and Donkey go and rescue Princess Fiona, she comes out and she thinks Shrek is this big valiant knight who's come to save her. And then she looks at Donkey and she says, "And where would a knight be without his noble steed?" And Donkey says, "Did you hear that? She called me a noble steed," something Donkey had never heard before. Well, that was because a noble steed is this big horse, right? The biggest horse. You would expect a king to ride into town and a knight to ride into town on a big noble steed, but here it was Shrek with his sidekick Donkey. Well, today in our story about Jesus that we heard Mr. Robert read just a minute ago, Jesus rides into town in what we would call the triumphal entry, and he rides into town on a donkey. Can you believe that? It was almost like this big parade and people are celebrating. And here comes Jesus in on his donkey. Now, if people were expecting a king, they would have thought he would again be on a big horse, right? But he comes into town on a little old donkey. Anyone have any ideas? Why do you think that is? I thought you might answer, Sarah Beth. What do you think? You just like to raise your hand. Anyone else have an idea? Well, I think Jesus was trying to tell us something. I think he was trying to tell us that he's not like other kings. He's going to be doing things differently. When I read the Bible, I see that God does things that we don't expect all the time. No one expected God to part the Red Sea and the Israelites to walk through. No one expected Jonah to get swallowed by a whale and God to work through that, right? No one expected Jesus to be born in a stable. No one expected him to come into town on a little old donkey. They had an idea of what they thought God should do. But here's the big one. For this coming week, no one, and I mean no one, not even Jesus' closest disciples, could see what was coming this week. He was about to do something that no one expected. It was something that only God could dream up, and it changed the world forever. So I want you to come back next week because it's the big ending to the story, okay? But for now, here's what I want you to be doing. I want you to be on the lookout this week for something that God might want to do that you might not expect, okay? That's your job this week. Be on the lookout for maybe something God wants to tell you or something God wants you to do that might not be what you expect. And that's something for all of us to think about because God, who knows what God has in mind, but if we're listening for his voice, he's going to show us and he's going to do something incredible with our lives. All right, I'm going to pray for us and then you can go sit with your parents or you can meet Miss Lynn right over here if you're with her. Let's pray together. God, we thank you so much that you are not a king like any other king on this earth that we could imagine. Instead of grabbing power, you lay it down for our sake. God, we thank you that in the coming week, we already know what is coming. You are a king who lays down his life for his people. defeats death so that we can be with you forever. We love you and we thank you for loving us. In your name that we pray. Amen.